birthday, my mother. Need to come and see the lad. Tell my mother, please come and see the lad. I ran on my sick bed. God knows I'm almost dead.
I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlights switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's silver ghost, 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story how an engine had went to glory over 50 years ago in this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if the mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high and lonely wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the miner's silver ghost. The train they call the miner's silver ghost. The train they call the miner's silver ghost.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and welcome to our town. My name is Miss Pruitt. I'm the school teacher here. But I recall living in Boston, and my family had black people working for us. They were good people. They used to sing and dance a lot. I used to love to watch them.
Thank you for the welcome, ma'am. When you get back to Boston, you be sure and tell my people that you just met two niggas who don't know how to sing or dance.
Yeah. Where's the rest of you get with a program, huh? Then we can really have some fun. The burden is not on the entertainer, it is on the audience to come with a positive attitude, huh? There's only so much we can do if you people are sitting there, sullen, stewing in your own sour juices over your miserable, rotten lives, huh? Emotional disorders, huh? Venereal disease, that whole table over there. We check up on these people before we let them in the door, huh? Bankruptcy, huh? Physical disability, mental instability, divorce, disease, and just plain wretchedness and unpleasantness. And then you come into this room and ruin what we have carefully crafted, which is a fun night of entertainment to let those who have a positive attitude about life forget their problems for one night. Laugh their fool heads off, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable gall. Gall. Gall.
It's a death trip. I'll just stick it in the death trip. A one-way ticket to immortalization. Dollar sign and bullshit, you know I don't think very much of it. But with a little bit of courage and a little bit of cowardice, I can get away from all of this. I'm on a death trip, a one-way ticket. It's a death trip, you can all just stick it. It's a death trip, one-way ticket to immortalization in your mind till you die. Immortalization in your mind.